Majority lawmakers call it a simple proposal, among them Republican Senator Dave Zinn.
We cannot raise taxes, no way, no how, nowhere.
Under the plan, the property tax levy would be frozen for 2 years. That's different from the rate, which would allow for taxes to go up right along with property values. Republican Senator Bob Welch is on the budget writing committee.
If your budget for the school district is $743 million this year, then next year, because you're not getting an increase in state aid to speak of, and you're not going to get more property taxes either under our proposal, you'd have $743 million, and the year after that, you'd have $743 million.
One mayor that I talked to said this is insane.
That's the reaction from the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities, where Rich Eggleston says municipalities should not be made to pay for bad budgeting at the state level.
City leaders understand that we have to share some of the pain in solving the state's budget problem, but they don't believe that we should be penalized.
But Republicans endorsing the freeze say without it, economic development will be hurt because businesses won't want to come here or stay here. Representative Luther Olson.
If we don't do this now, I'm concerned in the future we'll be back year after year after year with cutting budgets because our economy is not growing like it needs to.
But Eggleston of the Alliance of Cities says, in fact, such a levy freeze would hurt economic development. Because, he says, new roads and fire service for a new subdivision, for example, would have to come from existing taxes on property instead of from any new homes.
They have to do this with one arm tied behind their back. It's a sad day for economic development in Wisconsin.
Senator Welch says he expects a compromise on the property tax freeze plan after the Joint Finance Committee adds it as an amendment to the governor's budget. He says no decision has yet been made on what the majority wants to do on shared revenue. For their part, Democrats on the Budget Writing Committee say Republicans are misleading the public about the governor's budget, saying local governments are cutting spending and won't necessarily make up cuts Doyle made in shared revenue with increases in property taxes. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.